Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. John Horn bringing you another message from the Word of God, again in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Now, I want to point out some five things in connection with this most interesting and precious portion of the Word of God. First, I would like to suggest to you about this door, that is to say, the heart's door, and it is essential that you open this door, that you enjoy all that He pledges, all that He gives in the way of promise. First of all, that it is personal, and then the purpose of His knocking. And the person who is knocking, and the patience in knocking, and then the provision that He offers to all who open that heart's door. And I'm sure that ought to be of interest to anyone. First of all, let me remind you that it is a personal knock. And yes, I repeat, it is the blessed Son of God that is knocking at your heart's door. Now, what's the purpose? Why is He knocking at your heart's door? Well, if you go to the home of one of your friends and knock at the door and knock repeatedly, there's certainly a purpose in that knocking, is there not? And you say, yes, it's because I want on the inside. Well, the purpose of His knocking, that is, the knocking of that nail-pierced hand, is that He would like to be on the inside. He would like to be Lord in that life of yours. He'd like to be Savior and Lord as well. He'd like to occupy that place. And oh, surely you couldn't possibly hold out against Him any longer. And I repeat it again. That is the purpose. The purpose of His knocking is that you might open the door and bid Him enter in. Then I want you to think very briefly now of the person who is knocking. And yes, you talk about entertaining a celebrity, and it would indeed be an honor and a high honor, and I'm sure you wouldn't keep that celebrity waiting on the outside, would you? You would immediately respond and open the door. Now think who's knocking. Think of the person that is knocking at your heart's door. It is none other than our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, we'll say just a little about the provision. We're going to point out what He brings to you, provided the door is opened unto Him. And I repeat, the person who is knocking at your heart's door is our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we say sometimes, in the language of a very popular hymn, there's a stranger at the door, let him in. He's been there oft before, let him in. Yes, He's knocking at your heart's door, the blessed Christ of God, and He would bring to you what none other on the face of the earth could possibly bring. I'll tell you what He wants to bring. He wants to bring to you peace. He wants to bring to you joy. He wants to bring to you eternal salvation. He wants to bring to you the assurance that you can never be lost again. Oh, friends, these are just a few of the many things He brings and that He offers to you. The precious, spotless person, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him in, and let Him in today. Then I want you to think of something else now. I want you to think of the patience. Yes, He has long been knocking at your heart's door, and maybe He has waited 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and He's still waiting, and you're keeping Him on the outside. Don't forget that His patience will one day be exhausted, and He'll never knock again, and your heart will be left cold and silent. Yes, and you'll perish for all eternity. You must have Him. Many things you can do without, but you cannot do without our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, just as we conclude, I want you to think of the provision. He has provision, and it's suggested in this way. He says, I will sup with Him and He with me. The feast of fat things, the feast of good things would begin the moment you enter, the moment you open the heart's door. That moment He would enter, and it would be yours and yours forever. But more we're going to say about the doors in our next broadcast. In the meantime, let him in. I'm sure it's his desire.